Hello, is this Aaliyah?
Yes, it is.
Excellent. This is a Barack Obama impersonator and not a prank call. Well, to be more precise, it's actually me using AI, which allows me to have conversations with hundreds of thousands of women about Roe versus Wade being overturned. May I have 3 minutes of your time to ask you a few questions?
Okay, sure.
Now, if you had to guess, what percentage of teen moms graduate college?
25%.
Well, that's a good guess, but it's actually 2%. Does that surprise you?
Yeah.
Well, unlike a lot of politicians, the statistics don't lie, and teen moms are about 30 times less likely to graduate college than their peers. It's really staggering. Okay, next question. What percentage of teen moms live in poverty? 10, 30, or 78% of them? What do you think?
30%?
Well, I wish your answer was correct, but it's actually 78%. Yes. 78%. When a man controls a woman's right to family planning, their lives and the lives of their children suffer from disproportionate health problems, they have economic hardship, and their kids are financially insecure, as over 80% of children are being raised by a single mother. That's just not right. It's un-American. Okay, last question. How much on average does an absentee father pay in monthly child support? $75, $400, or $750?
$400?
Well, it's actually about $75, which is absolutely nothing, right? I mean, how can a mother and child even afford to buy food, let alone anything else? Just think about that for a moment. Okay, so why did I decide to call you? Well, men controlling women's bodies has taken us back to the dark ages. This upcoming election in November is the most important in the modern history of our country, and it's an enormous threat to females if you don't vote. Are you with me? In response to this unprecedented crisis we face, we need an unprecedented response. A movement like we've never seen before, of women just like you, females who are prepared to stand up and fight for women's rights and decency. I want to ask you a question, and let me be clear. Are you committed to showing the male leaders of this country that all of us, black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, gay and straight, native born and immigrant, yearn for a nation based on the principles of justice, love and compassion, that you won't tolerate being enslaved to them? So I need a commitment from you. Will you take a couple of hours to change the future of women for a generation to come by voting in November? Will you do that one little thing?
Yes, of course.
I knew I could count on you, and history will remember your commitment to women's rights. So, with your permission, I'm going to text you instructions on how to vote for Nancy Pelosi, who is the congresswoman in your district, okay?
Okay.
Now, one last thing. Do you mind if I call you again with a few other questions?
That's totally fine.
Perfect. Now, make sure you let everyone know that I call, and that they need to get out and vote, okay?
Yes, I will.
Okay, goodbye for now, and I'll talk with you soon.